They say that firefighters are trained to go towards the fire, but what if the fire is coming to you? I don't know, Stacey, I'm stuck in my emotions again. Guys, check us out in a minute.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I hear it.
I hear it.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Oh, it's too early?
It's coming. Get ready for it.
Ready?
Ready for it.
Fire.
There we go.
Seriously, I'm on fire. I am on fire. And guys, I'm Linda Entwee. Welcome to the Station 19 After Show.
And I'm Sarah Lyons. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We are just going to dive right in. What were your overall thoughts?
Once again, I just love the show so much. It's so entertaining. There's so much going on, and I just love the direction all the characters are going in. I can't wait to talk about it.
I mean, I think that Stacey's doing an amazing job.
She is.
I'm really enjoying the characters. I think that this episode, I thought, oh, you know what? I'm kind of cool. There's no real emotions going on. It's pretty, like, one key, and then boom.
Of course.
And I was like, you know what? Why did I even think
There's
that?
There's always got
to
be a
shock. I got almost to the end. Almost to the end.
Really?
With, like, no crazy feelings. Yeah. And then it was just a wrap.
They got you.
Oof. So let's talk about Captain Pruitt. Let's start there.
Yeah, so we started off with, and I just got so upset with him because he doesn't want to let anybody in. And it's like, you went to the hospital, and then you're going to leave? It's like he's worried about his health, but then he doesn't want to really find out what's going on. It's just like, I want to shake him.
I feel you on that. I also think, too, that he's used to being the problem solver.
Yeah.
He's used to being an alpha male. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard for him to ask, not only ask for help, but be in a situation where he's vulnerable.
Exactly.
And he needs help. And, you know, I just thought that this whole situation, like, we see him getting weaker and weaker.
I know.
But we also see that his firehouse is really a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between Ben and Andy and Miller sitting him down and, like, coming over to his, like, bedside. And
yeah, they're all worried about
him. They're all worried about him, but they all love him so much.
Exactly. And see, he knows that he has that support. I wish that he wouldn't try and, you know, do it all alone because he has people that care about him,
but then he's scared, right?
Of course.
So we see Miranda come in and check on him after he's left the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not there,
of course
she's more worried.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's so funny because even on Grey's, Miranda has eyes
everywhere.
And now I felt like when she came to the station house, she's like, I'm gonna have eyes everywhere here.
Exactly. I loved how she told Ben, like, without telling him,
you know,
look out for this. This is what's going on. Like, she cares a lot. And I love how Bailey will always tell you about yourself. So
always.
Like, listen, this is what's going on.
And this is what's about to happen.
Yes, for sure.
Whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a cute moment in there with Miranda and Ben when he's like, well, I thought it was your take your husband to work day. And she's like, you're not the firefighter I'm worried about today.
Right. I thought about you today.
Right.
Yeah. I like, she's getting involved with, like, it's like Ben's world. And I like that she's kind of becoming more a part of it.
So we hear that the cancer, we find out, is progressing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Captain Pruitt is not responding to the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And so Miranda's adding a cisplatin, and if I said it wrong.
Cisplatin.
Mm-hmm. Doctors, you guys comment below. Which she did a really amazing analogy. She said it was like hitting a fire with every fire hose in the city.
That's a lot.
Right?
That sounds really... I mean, she said it was aggressive, but with that analogy, it's just like, oh, gosh, did we want... I mean, obviously, that's the best course of treatment, but that sounds really harsh.
It sounds harsh, and it's kind of in line with what I've been saying, which I'll wait to the end when I talk about predictions, but he's not getting better.
No.
And it seems like he's getting worse, and that's scary in the whole scheme of the show.
Yes.
The whole scheme of even Andy going for captain and all of that. So
it's a lot for her to take. And especially, I found that, like, I felt that she was in that position, like, learning about everything. Like, she found out that Pruitt was keeping her in the dark.
Yeah.
And so it was just a lot coming at her at once.
I think that's a great transition. Let's talk about Andy and her dad. So she comes home, mm-hmm. and she really wants to talk about her dad because she really messed up mm-hmm. on the test. Right? And then her dad's not home, and when she gets home, he's like, where are you? And again, he's lying to her.
Lying? Like, for what?
Like, why are you lying?
Exactly.
You aren't Superman.
Right. You could be dying right now, and right. you're just not, you just want to do this by yourself? There's no reason.
There's no reason whatsoever.
So frustrating.
Right? So he lies to her, and it gets worse because mm-hmm. he goes to work, yeah. and Ben and Miller sit him down because they're like, you are not doing well, mm-hmm. and we see you getting worse.
We can tell.
And he's like, mind your own business. Calm down, dude.
Exactly. We're trying love to look you. Out for you. Yeah. Right.
And then he faints, right? So mm-hmm. He ends up in the hospital, and then this is where Andy and her dad really kind of butt heads a bit. What did you think of that whole situation?
I wasn't surprised by it. I feel like it needed to happen, especially they both have very strong personalities. They're both stubborn. And to come, like, this is, like, all coming to a head. Like, she loves her dad. She wants him to be around. And he, like you said, he's not used to being vulnerable. So, like, I feel like they had to have the interaction mm-hmm. where it's like, this is how I'm feeling. Well, this is how I'm feeling. But, like, we love each other and we're there. I'm here for you.
Yeah. I got that, too. I got that. One's like, I have to be here for you, I have to be here for you, I have to mm-hmm. be here for you. And she really wanted to, like, be insistent.
Exactly.
And he's like, back off. Right? And then they butt heads, you know, go their ways. Like, mm-hmm. every family, go sit right. in your corner, calm down, and then come back and basically say, you know what, I love you,
yeah.
and I'm not going anywhere. Which right. is basically what she was saying, with also the twist of her mom
right.
making her promise.
To take
Can you
care
imagine
of
that?
Him.
Like, that's a huge promise for your whole entire life.
Oh, and, my God.
And, like, what, not that it's a burden, because that's the wrong thing, because we all love our families, and we all but love our kinda, parents.
Yeah, but it sheds light on, like,
how their dynamic.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say,
how from the
yeah.
beginning, she was always doing everything for him, looking out for him, like, making sure that
almost
she was
excessively,
there for him.
Yes, right? Because that's how she's holding on to her mom.
Yes.
And so, that's
like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Some new
another
facts.
Layer.
Yes.
Another layer.
I still
want to
know how the mom died.
We're going to find out, I'm sure.
I know, but
it's
going to
be something crazy tragic,
oh,
because, you know, that's where we are right now.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I don't know, but before we move on, should we talk a little bit about Maria's greatness?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, if you guys haven't heard about this podcast that will change your life, you need to listen to it. It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition, and it's hosted by AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes with Maria Menounos. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and so much more. You should let Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. It is free. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that we sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out, please.
Definitely, you guys. You got to really check that out. She is dropping insight left, right, mm-hmm. and center. So let's jump into Maya and Andy. We only saw a little bit of them,
mm-hmm.
but what I liked is that they seem back on track with their friendship.
Yes. Yes. Everything is back to the regular schedule programming. And yeah, so when we saw them, they were going to see her brother.
Yeah.
But I like how their dynamic is normal again. Like, yes, you guys are good.
Yeah. And it was an interesting way to bring her brother. So they're
mm-hmm.
so for Andy, I thought it was more of a, she needed a chill day because she just failed this incinerator
yeah.
and she was trying to regroup, and everyone was kind of questioning her. So instead of having to fight a fire, mm-hmm. it was giving out like
vaccinations
mm-hmm. to the homeless,
right?
So it was chill for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, for Maya, we see her not knowing that her brother was going to be there, and that shocking contrast. What
yeah.
did you what did you make of that?
I was wondering what was happening, since it had been a while since we heard about the brother. I wanted to see what their dynamic would be like. And you kind of see an aspect of Maya's character, how she wants to control everything, how she was like this Olympic athlete and very successful, and then like trying to now be there for her brother, who is homeless and like in her mind not successful or struggling. So it's like she's trying to like be a part of that. And I don't know, it kind of, you kind of saw the...
You know, they said something in the opening of the show, they're trained to go after the problem. And yes. I think it's just that. I think that she sees it as a problem. Mm-hmm. It's her brother, he's homeless. He doesn't need to be homeless. You could just stay with me. You want to paint? You can paint. Like, mm-hmm. she's a fixer.
Exactly.
But there's more than that. Like, he needs more than that.
He does.
And like he said, you haven't seen me in years. You don't know me. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, I feel like family's family. You always know your family.
Exactly.
Whether you've seen them yesterday or 10 years ago, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're your family. You know?
Yeah.
So you know them.
But she also, but when she said no needles, he's like, well, I'm clean. You wouldn't know that, but that was kind of like a dig, like, oh, you know, you don't know what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And you might think I shouldn't be on the streets, but I'm fine. This might not be what you want from me, but this is what I want right now.
Which I kind of find is a little weird, to be honest. Like,
you know?
I guess that's, you know, he's an adult, so he can make his own decisions.
He sure can.
But like,
it's just like, why would you
You're kind of cool chilling in the street in a tent.
Yes, if you could live in my house, if you could have shelter, you're going to choose to stay here?
Yeah, and you're clean and sober, so what's really going on?
I mean, you know,
I got to tell you, I am not a camper. And, like, if I'm going to the woods, and he's in the city, so I just, why are you in an orange tent?
Why would you choose to be here? Like, you want a shower, a toilet, all of the stuff that you could have, but you're like, no, I'm cool. You could still go outside and paint.
Right. Paint the walls. Actually, right. Come to my house and paint my place.
You could stay.
I'd love to have murals everywhere.
Exactly. So yeah. I think he still has to deal with stuff, issues. Oh,
there's
that relationship.
There's way more going on there than we actually have been introduced to yet, but
I like that he's in it back.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
My next little favorite topic is Grett, Travis, and Edith.
Yes, Edith.
So Edith, you little Cupid.
Matchmaker
over
here.
Cupid, ping, ping.
That was so cute.
So Edith, I love how she faked that she wasn't feeling well. She called her favorite EMT, Travis.
Yeah.
And then she's really trying to put these two together, so Travis
together.
And Grant together.
Because Grant was obviously talking to her about Travis.
Well, not only talking to her, they ran into each other at the yoga meditation thing. And Travis, that's when I first got a little hint that Travis was being a little weird. Right? Because obviously he's attracted to him, but he was
hesitant
and, like, non-responsive.
Not taking the clear bait that Grant was throwing out there.
Yeah.
Like,
not even clear, but he's like, here's my card. Call me. And then he walks away. He's like, oh, clearly we are not a match because I'm into meditation and he's into yoga.
He's like, oh, really?
I was like, you know how dumb you sound now?
Exactly. Like, you knew there'd be something was a little off.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
But Edith is like, I don't care.
I don't care. But what's interesting is obviously the son, or grandson, I keep calling son, but grandson, called and told his grandma, like, hey, I ran into him.
I know.
He's a little abrasive. And grandma's like, I'll fix that. Right? So she calls them over and she's like pretending to, like, I don't know what. She's just lying
B6,
in the bed.
Be sick, something.
And she's like, well, like, my grandson said he ran into you. Like, what's your problem?
Yeah. Why didn't you want to call him?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Right.
What's the problem?
He's good looking.
Mm-hmm.
He's a chef. He's sweet, I think she said.
Yeah.
Right. And then all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
There's
Grant. Grant walks in.
Comes to the emergency. Oh, Grandma, what's happening? And
she's like, oh.
I'm feeling, I don't know. I'm fine now.
How did you both end up here at the same time? Oh, my God. Now you should talk. Really, Grandma? I see you.
Yeah,
I see you. Okay.
That's good. She's like, hand me my mirror. Cupid needs to look good for bingo.
Mm-hmm.
It was super cute. But what I did like about the Travis and Grant interaction is we know that Travis is scared, right, because he's a widow.
Yeah.
And so he says he's not dating. But what I loved about Grant is Grant saw that fear and challenged him.
Oh, my God. That was so adorable.
And challenged him in a way that was not threatening.
Not threatening. No pressure.
No pressure.
At all.
But super cute and super loving and caring.
You know? How could you turn that down at all? He's like, well, listen, first of all, you're moving too fast. No one said we're getting married, and now I'm a widow. Widower? Like, hold on.
He's like, I've talked to you for 30 seconds, and I'm already your widow? Like, how did we get there?
Exactly.
We haven't even had breakfast yet.
Right. He's so, like, calm down.
It takes several seats.
Yeah. But he was, that was adorable. I love that.
Because that's exactly what he needed.
That's what Travis needed.
Yeah, because, like, you know what? In his head,
it's not
he's
that
doing
deep.
The most, Right, but he's doing the most because, you know, he's married, and so he's in only that mode where everything is, like, there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's like, no, let's go for breakfast. Not now, because it would be weird.
Yeah, it's already weird.
You've been super weird. Yeah. And I like the fact that he came looking for him.
Yes.
Because he didn't call, like... On one hand, you would think that might be a little... Like, what would you do? Like, if some guy you met and he gave you his card and then you were kind of, like, you know, flaky.
Yeah.
What if he showed up at your job?
I would be super impressed, especially in this world of confusing dating. Everyone has questions. Like, the fact that he would come and, like, follow up. Like, obviously, he's very interested. And I need to get my stuff together. Like, why am I, like, this is a good guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I'm on the fence. I don't know. I don't know. Like, on the one hand, I like it. I think it's a very romantic gesture. And I like the follow through.
Only if you're interested.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
It'd be like,
the other side is like, ooh, this is a little stalkerish. Like,
right.
But
if you're interested and he's attractive, you know, that would be cute. Like, oh, he likes me.
True enough. Like, hey, but, you know, I would want to make sure, like, I was looking on point.
Exactly.
I guess I don't like surprises so much.
That's true. I need to know if you're coming to see me, okay?
For real. Give me 20 minutes warning.
Right.
And then let's talk about Miranda and Ben.
Yes.
Okay, so we've heard, well, I don't want to do a spoiler, because it's kind of a spoiler, but... In my predictions, right, mm-hmm. I was predicting for the past, like, 5 weeks that there's going to be problems with mm-hmm. Ben and Miranda. And I felt like we saw where they were laying that foundation a little bit more in this episode.
Oh.
Right? Because you saw Captain Pruitt in the bed, and when Ben came over and said something to Miranda and basically said, well, you should know, like, Ben, he fell off the roof,
and
he got electrocuted, all this stuff, and... Miranda's looked at him, right?
Wait, hold on. I don't know any of this.
But then she addressed him at the end of the night. So they both come home. Miranda's like, basically, how was your night? And he's like, oh, nothing eventful. Again. Mm. And I thought they were going to leave it there, but she addressed, like, she called him out on it.
Yeah, which I'm not surprised.
So what is your thoughts on all of that? Do you think there's just going to be trouble in paradise?
I don't think this is, after that scene, I really don't think there's going to be trouble in paradise, because she was like, listen, buddy, this is not how this marriage is going to work, okay? I'm here for you. You are here for me. And I think it was a growth moment for her, too, because, yes, in the beginning she did say, I don't want to know about the dangerous stuff. Like, I'm worried about you. I love you. I don't want to know. But now, like, she realizes this is part of his life, and she wants to be a part of it. It's either that or you're not a part of his life. So I feel like that was a step in the right direction. You're not feeling it. No? You don't agree?
I don't know.
You want there to be trouble.
This is Sean. No. Miranda, I love you. I love you and Ben together, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like this is Shondaland, and so there's never any, like, just perfect situation.
You didn't feel like that strengthened their relationship, that talk?
I do feel like it strengthened the relationship. But I don't think it's going to be enough.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. And that's not even part of my predictions. I'm just saying, like, I feel like, you know, Shondaland, they always give you a false sense of security.
That's true.
I'm just putting it out there.
You're right. We'll see. There does always have to be some drama. No one wants to see everybody happy together, okay?
Right?
That's uninteresting.
Oh, my gosh. And then I want to do Ryan and Travis, and then I want to talk about the big fire in general.
Okay,
so go. You had a thought.
Ryan and Travis. Yes, they were getting on my nerves. You could tell they were just going back and forth. I'm better than you. I have the upper hand. I'm more brave. Yes. There was just so much going on, like, trying to be macho to each other.
You know, I thought it was funny because
I was like,
okay, so they're meeting because they have some drills that both the firehouse and the police are a part of. And then all you see is this macho back and forth bickering between two grown men.
Not professional.
And it was really only, it was about Andy, right?
Of course.
So I think he made a comment in the beginning where he said, oh, well, Andy didn't mention anything the other night.
The other night.
And that just set him off.
And Gibson's like, oh, well, I guess I wouldn't know about that.
That set him off. Because why wouldn't it? Because, you know, he's not over it.
Wait, Ryan didn't know that they were a thing, did he?
I don't think he knows.
I don't think so. But I think he can sense the tension now.
Yeah.
But I don't think he knew that they were a thing.
Well, I think he thinks...
Or maybe he thinks that he likes him.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking that's what it is.
Okay.
But they were ridiculous.
They were, yeah. I'm glad that they, you know.
Until we get to this big fire. So yes. Let's talk about this big fire, mm-hmm. which, you know, we know the setup was at Flanner's.
Yeah.
The restaurant, but it was a whole strip mall fire. And let's talk a little bit about Vic's reaction to the fire, mm-hmm. Ryan's reaction to the fire.
Which was special. I was like, Ryan. Okay, we want to talk about Vic first?
Let's talk about Vic first.
Okay, so before the big fire, just really quick, remember we talked, she had the training that Maya mm-hmm. put her through, and it didn't go well. It was too much at one time.
And she said it was too much.
Yeah.
And Maya was like pushing her, but pushing that's what her. Maya does, right? That's
she
what
we're she was learning. She's trying to push her brother.
She's like, exactly. She's like, we're going to do this my way, and it's going to work, whether you need it or not.
Yeah.
And even, like, she even said that, whether you need it or not.
This is not what I need. Yeah, this is not what I need. And so that was a failed attempt, but then at the big fire, I feel like it was something, just another hurdle for her to cross, and they were like, even Travis was like, oh, stay by the hydrant. Like, you don't have to get any closer. Like, mm-hmm. I love how they're so supportive. They're such great friends.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was another moment for Vic to try and overcome this fear. And that was a huge fire, too. So I think the fact that she could stand there and not freak out. I'm like, okay, Vic, we're making some moves.
Yeah.
You know? So I thought that was good.
I thought that was good, too. I think that she realized in that in the moment after the fire was, you know, somewhat contained, mm-hmm. that she needed to take baby steps, but she also needed to be open to taking those steps, which I think with the drill part, she wasn't really open. She was just doing it.
Exactly.
She was like, why are we here?
Right. She wasn't prepared.
No, she wasn't prepared. Yeah. And then Ryan
trying to save the day. Ridiculous. Okay, running into the fire.
No
protection, no mask. Like, who are you? What are you trying to prove? Andy wasn't even there. Okay, like, I was just like, this man is about to get smoke in poisoning inhalation, whatever. I thought something was going to happen to him, but he was just doing the most. He was doing the most. What did you think?
I think he was doing the most, but then I understood what he was saying. He's like, well, those people in there don't have fire gear either.
That's true.
And so, again, he's trained to fix the problem, so he doesn't want to stand around. He wants to help.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right move to do, but it's very heroic.
It's very heroic. He's not trained around fire, but he did the right thing.
She's like, he's not trained him on fire. And if you guys are just listening to the iTunes podcast, she has her finger up. Like, with attitude about
attitude,
it.
Attitude, for
like,
sure.
You are not trained.
Like, don't be stupid. Yes, I'm like...
But then he saved some people.
He sure did. Okay.
So what do you, like, you know,
but
the balance.
You know, but you know he was doing it because he knew that Jack was watching, like, oh, I'm going to run it. Because didn't he, like, do that in response to watching Jack?
And I feel it was still a more of, like, that macho...
Yeah. Oh, you can do
who's
it.
Who's better,
can do it
who's
too.
Manly, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
And he saved that baby.
He did. Okay, so that was the moment where I almost lost it.
Oh, my
God. I almost lost it. So it's just all fire and throw your baby. And I don't know if they did it in slow-mo, but it felt so long.
Well, it was also a commercial break, I think, too. It was like, baby's in the air, commercial break. And then
was it a commercial break? Because whatever it was so long, and my stomach just sank down to my feet. I was like...
And she threw that baby, too.
She threw that baby.
It was like, oh, my God.
I don't know. Like, I'm not a mom, but I don't know. Like,
that
her,
was a
like,
lot.
When she kept saying, I can't, I could see why. Like,
that's true.
What if you don't catch him?
Yeah, but
the baby Jacob.
What's the alternative?
I guess. You would have been more freely willing to throw your baby?
Yes. Remember, I said that like 5 minutes before. I was like, why is she not throwing this baby?
I can't with you.
I've seen like a real life news video of them like dropping a baby from a window, and the firefighters got it. It's very dramatic.
I think of the Michael Jackson days when he had blanket and he
dangling him
it.
Over the balcony. Jesus.
Anyway, it's not good.
But the baby survived, and the mom survived, and it was cool.
And it was cool. And then, but they both, Jack and Ryan, both got to be heroes.
Yes.
Right? Because one saved the mom, one saved the baby, and then...
They acknowledge each other.
They acknowledge each other, like, hey, you know what? We're both manly, and we're both heroes,
exactly.
And we're both cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was...
In an emergency situation, like, we both got it.
We both got it.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, not
it
bad.
Well. Yeah.
Not bad.
For sure.
On that note, let's start some fire facts.
Yes. I'm interested to see what you have.
So we had, you weren't here last week.
No.
We had a riddle last week. Oh. And I don't think I have it with me, so I'm going to try to paraphrase because we're going to answer it. So the riddle was, what fire has been burning for ever? What is it and where is it?
Burning forever?
Yeah, it's just been burning forever. I think I'm going to let you sit on it, and then...
When are you going to reveal the answer?
Next week when we're all here.
But you said this riddle was already happened last week.
I feel like no one answered it. I didn't see any comments, so maybe you all need some more time to answer this question. So the riddle will...
Continue. Oh, great. Okay.
Okay, so first fire fact for today. And if you know the answer, hit us up in the comments. And, you know, while you're there, like, subscribe. We love hearing from you. We love seeing that you're out there watching us. And, you know,
we're super fans. We'll shout you out for commenting and watching.
Absolutely. Okay, so during wildfires, trees can explode if water deep inside the tree during the fire turns to steam. So
explode.
Like, pow!
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a thing. Because, you know, there's water.
Oh, my gosh.
There's water in the trunks. And I guess the fire on the outside condenses it and then it creates steam and then the tree explodes. I think it would actually kind of be cool to see.
Really?
I wouldn't want to be there, but like a YouTube video or whatever.
Video?
Yeah.
Bless the person whoever caught that video. That seems like so violent.
Well,
because
they have people that chase tornadoes and stuff, so maybe they have people that
crazy. You're right.
That video those type of things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you know someone or you've seen a video, send it to me. I'd love to see it. Second fire fact: they say you might not be able to find the exit in a fire, even if you lived in that house for years, since smoke can be disorienting.
Ooh.
So what they say is that you should memorize your escape plan beforehand and practice it over and over blindfolded.
Going out the door?
Like all the way.
Oh my gosh.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
I remember growing up, we had a fire plan.
For your house?
Yeah. I don't think we practiced it like all the time, but I remember we practiced it more than once.
Blindfolded?
Not blindfolded, though.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could get out of my apartment blindfolded. If I was disoriented, like, if I was, like, but spun around, I'd be like, oh, Lord.
But that's the whole thing. So you're supposed to do that before you're in an emergency situation.
To practice.
Do you know what I mean? That's like, have some wine, blindfold yourself, be a little,
Why we gotta drink some wine, though?
Because so then you're a little
worse. Oh, okay.
Disoriented. Exactly.
You're right, because what if you happen to be drunk in the moment?
That, or something.
Be prepared, okay?
Always be prepared. And the last one, and I know you're going to ask me how, and I'm going to be mad about it, but you can start a fire with ice.
And you don't know how?
I mean, I saw a YouTube video, and I was going to bring it, but I was like,
With just ice?
With just ice and the sun.
You can, what? What
is look it up.
I need to look that up. Because, okay, I have so many questions.
Yeah, I mean.
Is it a hot day?
It's a hot day.
What are they starting the fire on?
With the sun and ice.
And the ice starts burning up?
Mm-hmm.
I need to look this up.
You don't believe me? Take a look, guys.
No, I didn't say I didn't believe.
Those are our fire facts, real talk. And if you have some fire facts for me, guys, send them my way. I love hearing about them. And if it's a good one, I'll have it on the show.
Yay!
Next, let's do news and gossip!
AfterBuzz TV News.
News and gossip.
So, for news and gossip, I like to, like, I guess I troll them a bit.
It's just stalking people on Instagram,
I like to see what they post on Instagram.
It's cute, though. I like the
really,
pictures.
They are really family-like. So, even on and off screen, they hang out, and I think it's super
cool. That's cool, yeah.
So, our first one we see here, we have Travis and Maya, and... Maya has her, like, she's too cool shades on. And I just thought that this was kind of funny.
That's cute.
Right?
But that's Ryan, not Travis.
Yeah, Ryan. Yeah. Did I say Travis?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Travis, Ryan.
No, that's cute.
You're both hotties. and then our next one. Okay, so this is one of the directors. And here we see Andy. And what I thought was cool about this, she was saying she was channeling her inner Beyonce. Okay. And, you know, Beyonce just came off the crazy two-weekend Coachella. And so I thought that was perfect, like fire hot, because, you know, yeah. Beyonce, fire! Yeah. And then this was super cool. So this is a little tip. I think we're hashtagging Travic. So it says, also, people, welcome to the reign of Travic. It's coming. Ooh. BFF, Station 19.
I like that.
Yeah. So I didn't put them as besties. No. So I'm surprised about this, but I think that this is what's going to happen, and now we're going to have a new hashtag. Hashtag Travic.
Travic.
I'm totally about it.
I like that.
And then we have Ben. So Ben was with the creators of, there's like a thing that they're doing that at Variety where they follow an actor around for the day, like day in the life type of thing. Mm-hmm. And these two were a director and a writer, I believe, that he was following around. So. And I thought it was cool. Like, they're all enthralled in the show.
I like that.
You know?
I love the women director, and writer. Yes, get it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I believe that's the last one.
Cool.
It is. So.
I like the Travic because, especially in this latest episode, they were together. Like, she was there watch him get, like, set up and everything.
Yeah. I just didn't see it coming.
Me either.
But whatever.
I'm here for it.
Let's get into predictions. I just did news and gossip. Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Yes.
You go first.
Okay. Well, I know we are not on the same page on this, but now this episode has turned me around regarding Bailey and Ben. I don't think anything's gonna go wrong with them anymore. Like, I'm like, yes, I feel like the foundation has been strengthened and fortified, and I think they're cool for now.
Okay.
For now. And then my one sad one, I think that Travis and Grant, I think something's going to happen to Grant. I just don't think it's gonna be a sad ending. It might be too early for that, but like down the road. I just see it, especially Travis is so worried about something going wrong. It's just, that's sad. But that's what I think. I don't think it's going to last, but it's going to be tragic.
Okay. I was going to say, so my first prediction is that Travis and Grant are actually going to get together, mm-hmm. and it's going to work out. It's going to be like a battle a little bit back and forth because Travis is going to be scared.
Keep pushing back.
Yeah, but I think Grant is going to win him over.
Yay!
And they're going to fall in love.
Okay.
I think Captain Pruitt is going to die.
This season?
Yeah.
In the next 3 episodes?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
I mean, I'm not ready for it, but I feel like that's going to be the catalyst to what sets off Andy. Because what we didn't talk about a little bit today is how the chief mm-hmm. came to the fire and saw that Andy wasn't there.
Yes.
She's already ranked last out of the 20.
Right.
And he's like, this was a big call for her to just miss and take a personal day.
Exactly.
And I think between all of that stress and then her... if he doesn't die, he's going to be very, very sick.
Yeah. And it's going to take a toll on her.
It's
going
to take a toll, and she's going to tail out of... What is it? How they say it? Spin out of control?
Yeah.
Tail spin out of control?
I think it's just spin out of control.
Is it? I don't know. I'm from Canada. I think we say things a little differently. Tail spin out of control. I think that's a saying.
Oh.
But whatever. You knew what I meant. I know what I meant.
I sure did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then my third prediction is, I think that... For sure, there's going to be strife between Miranda and Ben. Mm-hmm. And
For sure.
I've been saying it since day one.
You have.
And it's not that I want it to happen, but I know it is going to happen. And this episode, it solidified it for me. Even though things were all good, it reminded us mm-hmm. of the little things that Ben was keeping from her. And, yeah, they smoothed it over, but it's going to be a point of contention.
Okay.
What do you guys think? Do you have any predictions? Definitely hit us up in the comments. Tweet us.
Right.
Gram us. Whatever you want to do. Yeah. We want to hear from you.
We didn't even talk about Andy's love life. We got to touch on that next week. Struggles.
I'm done with Andy.
Oh.
Like, done in her personal life. Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, she's a hot mess. So now we're back at Ryan, which we knew that was going to happen. It was going to be Jack, it was going to be Ryan.
I just don't see how she could pick Ryan over Jack. Jack is always saving the day, looking fabulous.
Because you know she doesn't really love him.
But she doesn't love Ryan either. She just likes the attention. And now that Jack isn't giving it to her anymore, she's like, okay, I guess Ryan's here.
Are you surprised?
No.
Guys, we are running out of time. Hit us up in the comments. My name is Linda. And I was going to say my name is Linda is so girly, but it really is not. My name is Linda Entry, and you can hit me up all across social media at Linda is so girly.
Yes, and my name is Sarah Lyons. You can find me on social media at Sarah Lioness, Lioness with a Y.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.